Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the latest episode of the official Dom J Radio Show. How y'all doing, world? I hope you're having a blessed day. On this episode, some of my friends stopped by celebrating Black History. I have them share some of their inspirations. We catch up on the latest news and sports. Rihanna's birthday is just around the corner, so you know I had to bring that up. Politics as usual, all that and much more after this brief message.
Don't let a car wreck your day. Call the Singleton Law Firm, 318-631-5200. Ask for Erica.
So as promised, I'm hopping into the voicemail bag and peeping what some of my favorite people have left. Let's check it out.
What's good, official Dom J Radio listeners? I got a question. The Lakers now have 40 wins. We ain't even made All-Star break yet. It is All-Star break week, though. Let me remind you. Is the West theirs to lose?
Bro, that's a really good question. I think, okay, I'm a Lakers fan, so it's hard to speak objectively on it. But if I had to put my money on it, I got LeBron and AD at least making the Western Conference Finals, obviously with a real good shot to be in the NBA Finals. I see the Clippers standing in the way with the perimeter defense of Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, all the other guys you could throw. They just got Marquise Morris, but the Lakers need another point guard type to really alleviate some of what could be some burdensome games down this stretch. If you're really going for number one for that one spot, I can respect it. LeBron's not into load management, but I kind of could also see him needing some, and AD getting some more buckets in the fourth quarter as we get closer and closer to these playoffs. I don't think that's something that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to get another random player to join the squad and make an impact. So I think they got to lean more on Caruso, maybe go even further down the bench if you have to. I really think the West is theirs to lose. So hopefully, they finish this season out strong.
What's good, official Dom J Radio listeners? I got a question. XFL just wrapped up week one. Is this league something that's going to be around for a while? Is it a competitor of the NFL? Or is this just a one and done type of thing, just for a pastime?
All right, bro, so I got to be honest. I didn't even watch any of the XFL preview. Like, I knew it was happening, right? But I just didn't see it as like, I'm going to sit down and really try and watch some of this. I saw some of the promo for it. It looked okay, cool. You know, I've seen some of the recap since, and I might check it out in the future. But I don't know if it's going to be a sustainable product, mostly because of the talent gap that is existing between the XFL and the NFL. Like, part of what drives fandom, what part of the experience of playing football is when you have those supreme athletes that are so talented in what they do that they pull off some of the most amazing things possible. Now, that's what the NFL presents to you at its peak. Everything else is a deviation below that. Will it rival it? No. I think if it was going to be a sustainable league, okay, because you're not getting primo college talent, 9 times out of 10, okay, because college football is still a thing that exists. It's a beast in its own and also seen as the obvious direct pipeline to the NFL. But if you can perform in some sort of secondary nature, existing as another avenue to get to the NFL, if you were a lesser known talent, somebody of a D3, D4 ilk that just was overlooked in your regard, sure. Now, can you sustain living off of an XFL salary? Well, you'd be surprised at how little these gentlemen are being paid in this inaugural season, which I'm sure they went into it with some level of understanding. But what's going to sustain interest? Is it just pure football is on TV that's going to sustain what they need to sustain as far as views, sales, merch throughout the course of a season. I don't know. I think time will tell. It's interesting. I'm gonna check out a little more this weekend on purpose. I'm trying to hold myself to it. We shall see. Do I think it's a rival to the NFL though? Nah, man. Definitely not.
What's up, official Dom J Radio listeners? I got a question. PJ Tucker at center? Who thought that was a good idea? Can the Houston Rockets really be a contender of the West, playing what gamers like to call 2K5-out basketball?
Man, I love a lot of things about Houston, and the Houston Rockets are not really one of those things. Now hear me out. It's not that I'm a hater. I'm not hating on the Houston Rockets. I appreciate James Harden for all the baskets. Man's putting up career numbers. I appreciate Russell Westbrook's relentlessness, attacking the basket, not shooting threes, having the most spacing, I'm sure, in his career than he's ever had before as far as being able to attack, because they are running this cheesy sort of five-out formation, basically centered around having a couple dribblers and all spot-up shooters. Now, the Rockets take a lot of threes. They don't always make a lot of threes, and so there are going to be some games where that ball is not falling, and it's going to come back to bite them in the ass. But I think it's going to make for some interesting games down the stretch for them. I'm sure they're going to come up, though, against some opponents like Rudy Gobert, Anthony Davis, that are some big dudes. Now, they got the best of Rudy Gobert last time, had him looking like a man on skates, okay, trying to play on the perimeter when he's one of the best post defenders in the league. But in a seven-game series where a team can really prepare for you in the playoffs, I think that's going to play out a lot differently. Those possessions are going to slow down. People are going to be intentionally dumping it to the post, even if it's a big man down there that may not have the greatest post moves. You're going to have to come back down on the other end of the court, of course. Everybody's got to guard up from the three-point line with James and Russ. And you're going to have to make those shots. So we're going to see if their method works. I think it could prove to be bothersome. I'd like to see them play the Clippers maybe in the second round, depending on how these standings shake out, just because their sort of perimeter defense can potentially negate some of that three-point lethality. But it'll definitely be interesting to see, man. I can't have the Rockets making the finals and the Lakers not. So imagining this sort of five-out cheese with a non-true center making it all the way to the title would just be disrespectful. So in celebrating Black History Month, I wanted some of my friends to stop by and share their inspirations, their backgrounds, as far as what's motivating them, pushing them to strive forward, and inspiring them in their own drives for sustained Black excellence.
This is going to sound cliche, but my very first Black influencer came from my household, which was my grandmother. I watched my grandmother raise five children, six including me, because my mom had me very young. But I watched her and my grandfather basically be zealous in raising children and rearing up children, and making just a dollar out of 15 cents and being in love with each other and raising children up in a two-parent household. And I did not know how important that was until I got older, and I saw what love was modeled for me and how that wasn't something that was modeled for everybody. So it started at home with my family unit. So my family first started as my Black influence.
You know what, family can definitely be a beautifully inspiring source in one's life. I think that's a beautiful thing when you can have a backbone, essentially, of how you want to love in your own life as you go through, you know, the various forms of being a youth, unknowing really what love is until your adulthood, developing what you think it is, misconceptions being actualized or shot down, and moving forward, when you're thinking of your own family, how you want to planning and building that out, I think that's a definite good thing to have in the back pocket if you can have it as a positive source, like you said. So being able to see people go through that sort of struggle and still find inspiration, drive through pure love, I think that's one of the best things about sometimes struggling, oddly enough. Of course, no one wants to struggle and have to make a dollar out of 15 cents on some sort of continued basis, but it builds that sort of character that delves deeper than anything materialistic. And I think that at its purest form is where really you can find out how much you love yourself, how much you love someone else, and what you're willing to go through to get to the other side of that. All that hard work, the long hours you put in, the grind, the wear and tear that it can put on you. But through all of that, remembering who you're trying to do it for and being on that same accord, moving forward, trying to make the best future that you can, definitely a beautiful source of inspiration to have that through the family unit, especially in the Black household. I know it's always sort of portrayed in television, absentee fathers and things of that nature, and those create their own sources of inspiration as far as absentee parents. But when it doesn't have to be like that, always worth sharing.
Are you a school district or a parent looking for ways to improve the educational outcome of children? Consider Wells Consulting Service, LLC. Wells Consulting Service, LLC helps families and school districts provide quality service to all parties in the educational careers of students. Our vision starts with the firm belief that all students, regardless of their background, deserves access to high-quality education. We aim to assist our clients in producing the best educational outcomes for children, which involves a collaborative effort to shape both the children and the educational environment. As much, our team of educational advisors works closely with teachers and other stakeholders to improve the learning outcomes by assisting the learning community in the development of critical academic skills needed for success. In this effort, we hope to shape a culturally rich learning environment that will empower children to learn and overcome their challenges. Visit our website at wellsconsultingservices.com.
And continuing the discussion about finding inspiration, all in the midst of Black History Month and celebrating some of our most accomplished people in that space, I had my friend Dr. Shakoria Wells, as you've all already heard from, share some of the artistic inspiration that she's found in life.
For me, I would have to say some of my Black influences would have to be the poets. And for me, that resonated because I always enjoy people who are very expressive and who express their feelings, and especially with me being a psychologist. So I loved Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanna, Gwendolyn Brooks, your Phyllis Wheatley, and all of those people who inspired in that era, because they had to be expressive in the time that we couldn't express ourselves. So those were people who were most influential to Black people, because they had to be expressive and express a certain level of pain in the era where we couldn't have a voice.
Yo, you definitely mentioned some of the illest people to ever put pen to pad. I know Nikki Giovanni is my fiance's favorite. Langston Hughes is my favorite. The poem that comes to mind of his, folks, I'm telling you, birthing is hard and dying is mean, so get yourself a little loving in between. So like you say, being able to express yourself, especially looking back at the Harlem Renaissance era, the era, the Civil Rights era, and the sort of art that you get out of that. People like Walter Mosley, one of my favorite fiction writers, some of his works like Devil in a Blue Dress, Black Betty, like those sorts of people, I think, that can find inspiration in those moments where people are really trying to beat sometimes the inspiration out of you, really in the sense of truly and tragically killing us unjustly. Imagining what you're going through during the Civil Rights time, imagining what you're going through 40 years before that during the Harlem Renaissance time, the Great Depression time periods. I think for us to still be persevering as a people through all of that and being able to express ourselves creatively has been and will always be one of the best sources of inspiration for us as a people. In continuing the conversation in celebration of Black History Month, I had my bro, Xavier Simeon, share his thoughts.
Black History Month means honoring our fallen heroes and ushering in the next wave of Black innovators in the areas of art, education, fashion, literature, science, law, technology, sports, and entertainment, and other facets where our talents are vital to the furtherance of the human diaspora. Black History Month, although not long enough and is and should be celebrated and acknowledged 365, is a staple in the Black community as we learn more about those unknown women and men who've impacted our existence and learn more about the events that have shaped our lives, such as the massacres in Oklahoma and Opelousas, Louisiana. Of further importance to Black History Month is education, educating others of our value and place in this world and society.
Said, bro, like you stated, a future for us comes with a lot of unsung heroes, men and women paving the way and maybe not getting to see that end goal actualized, but knowing that they were on the correct path to forever changing futures. And that's the same sort of mindset I think a lot of people in today's society, when you're trying to find inspiration, trying to do better, trying to create change, doing the right things, I think sometimes always realizing that you are a furtherance of your ancestors' dreams can also be one of the most provoking mentality moments that you can really have. And I think that is forever, like you said, something to celebrate outside of Black History Month specifically. This is a blackness that you can't take off. We live with this every day. And Where's Rihanna news, she will be celebrating a birthday, obviously, on February 20th. If you know, you know. So happy birthday to Miss Riri in advance. And she also recently confirmed that she's back in the studio working on new music with Pharrell. So that's another thing we can look forward to whenever this project decides to drop. 2020, I'm looking at you to be better than 2019 was. Anyway, as I digress, she did recently also give fans a Valentine's Day, giving them the behind-the-scenes look into the Rihanna book, which if you haven't seen that, definitely worth checking out. She's autographed some copies of that, so I'm sure that's going to play nicely as well. In music for your consideration, Valentine's weekend is upon us. Valentine's Day just passed for all the singles and lovers out there. I'm sure you celebrated it or didn't celebrate it, however you might. I'm gonna get into my big stance on Valentine's Day. Hey, if you're expressing love, it's probably days outside of a designated capitalistic day to do it. But alas, moving on to music, some songs for your consideration. Motivational wise, I thought Jetpack Jones, None of My Business, or NOMB would be a good one. For the Taylors and Jet Lifers out there, Tyler Yahweh, is that how you say it? Yahweh? Featuring Wiz Khalifa, High Right Now, The Lovers, Rhapsody, Take It Slow, or Amber Mark, Generous. Definitely recommend any of those songs for your consideration. And that concludes this episode of the Official Dom J Radio Show, episode 15. Toast to us, to all the contributing people on the show this episode. Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time out to stop by the podcast. Appreciate y'all showing that love, and I'm giving it back. Thank you to all the listeners out there for sharing the show, however you may be doing that. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to tune in to the next episode where we'll have guests and their takes as well. And in the meantime, in between time, stay blessed. Get plenty of sleep. Get plenty of water in your system and mind your business. Peace.